If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
I just know if you're seeing the Black Lotus everywhere, what comes next isn't good. Like Ta.
I said time's up.
What comes next, Hameen?
I don't know, but Sara needs to lie low.
After I dropped off Sara, I made my way again across the Golden Gate Bridge and hiked down to my favorite part of the Marin Headlands, a rocky promontory just above Pirate's Cove. I really needed to think, and this was the perfect place. The view was totally peaceful and utopian-like. I could see the whole city skyline from here. The afternoon heat closed in on downtown San Francisco, as if to emphasize the smoldering reality of anarchy within the canyons between its skyscrapers. I wandered down a pile of rocks, almost on level with the sea, so I could watch the relentless passage of water and the push of the waves. The waves would fall and then rise again, swelling high like an arrogant creature, shooting a spray of surf towards me as if to tease me with the question, who is the anarchist here? Are the waves carved out of the ocean, or is the ocean independent of the waves? Pa's worried expression flashed through my mind. I could see him as he looked at the sign on the wax seal. I asked him why he was concerned, and his words ran over and over through my head. I just couldn't get it to stop.
Unlike Western anarchism, which emphasizes priority to anti-state and anti-rulers policies, Vedic anarchism primarily deals with the self-conscious, non-hierarchical, and decentralized polity, community living, and ecologically sustainable lifestyles.
So it's more like freedom? I guess that's music to my ears, if anything, because it kind of seems more like a utopian society.
Indeed. But even utopia comes at the price of mass destruction first. Whether or not it can survive will be the ultimate test.
Whose ultimate test?
These are better conversations to have had with your Ma. She had a certain sensibility, making it easier to clarify the role of darkness.
Pa's words opened up a floodgate of thoughts. I was more confused than ever. What did he even mean by the role of darkness? I tried to dig deep into my core to awaken that kindling of creation energy. But I was distracted by the roar of the waves. I couldn't stop tracing their ebb and flow, even with my eyes closed as they crashed against the shore. And each time I came closer to the kindling at my core, my effort was dampened by the majestic rise of a new wave. So wave after wave, I followed the tide until my mind was numb. Then gradually, a strange sound began to grow. I opened my eyes wide as I felt a force calling my attention. A large wave was gliding towards me,
and levitating above it, I saw a scrawny man, his legs folded beneath him as he meditated upon a Rudraksha mala, his long gray hair flowing in the wind, eyes closed, and his long beard resting on his naked chest. I recognized him immediately. Rishiji!
Hello, my dear Arya.
I'm so relieved to see you. It's been so long, and I have so many questions.
And I have answers. Time and time again, the divine will shows up to help humanity through its darkest hours. But when it does, it is up to us to respect it and watch as things play out. Arya, you have abused the power of creative energy that lies deep within your core.
My Brahman Shakti? How did you know?
It has been granted to you to help you harness your true self, a state in which you can live up to your name as Arya, protector of the people. And though it gives you the ability to travel through dimensions, you cannot use it to rewind time or to change the order of universal action.
But I was just trying to protect Tar.
But did you?
No, but...
You did change something though, Arya. You used Brahman Shakti to try and stop Tar from falling. And thus, Hamid was arrested. The order of actions in the universe is governed by Vishnu the Preserver. Intervention by anyone will only throw chaos into that order, upsetting the natural balance. No one is privy to that. Not even those endowed with the power of Brahman Shakti. Changing the order of things is an abuse of your power. Your purpose is simply to observe the actions from that moment in time and to learn the truth behind them.
But that's not fair. I was just trying to help. But I guess I shouldn't have gotten in the way.
Quite right.
Rishiji, can I ask you something? If I shouldn't be changing things around in time, how come I was able to?
As I said, Arya, the order of actions in the universe is not something that I have access to. And nor can I give you the answers. Perhaps, if it happened that way, that too was part of the master order of events.
So those black lotus flowers and the mark of Vishnu, Ta dying, it was all supposed to happen? Even me abusing my power to go back in time?
Quite possibly. The divine energy of creation was passed to you by your mother for many reasons which have yet to be revealed. And these events, and Sara, may be an important part of your journey to understanding them and harnessing your true self-potential.
But what about the lotus symbol of creation? What does Sara have to do with any of this?
No doubt. These things are complicated lessons to learn. And these are complicated times. However, understanding the complications of time calls for a journey through time itself. Come, Arya, ride with me on the wave of time.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
Rishiji, open your eyes! Help!
Right before my eyes, I found myself surrounded by all sorts of different creatures.
Spoken Lair.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.